A Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Huang. Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Good morning. It's the 10th of December. Hope your Monday's gotten off to a great start.
Yes. I'm still yawning somewhat. These are what, like, remnant yawns, I should say, which should be allowed on a Monday morning. Come on.
I think it's fair. It's definitely fair. Plus, we've just come off a busy weekend, especially out of the United States, and I'd say a weekend of revelations as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Special Counsel Robert Mueller has announced that one of President Donald Trump's closest advisors had spoken with a Russian who offered help from Moscow and a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin during the 2016 U.S. election campaign. Do you know how serious this is?
Very. In fact, court filings also found that Trump's contacts with Russia began much earlier in his campaign than previously thought. That connects him to a crime involving hush money payments to women who claim to have had affairs with him. These court filings also unraveled webs of lies spun by former lawyer Michael Cohen and former campaign chair Paul Manafort.
Do you think President Trump's going to take this sitting down?
No.
Talking about a whole sitting duck story just now.
He went on Twitter, man.
No way, right?
He had to go on Twitter, you know, to launch his defense.
Yeah.
And so he posted this on Saturday.
Okay.
After 2 years.
In caps, you mean?
In caps, huh? After 2 years and millions of pages of documents and a cost of over $30 million, no conclusion.
Collusion.
See? Collusion.
Even in caps.
Even in caps, I can't see that. Good morning.
Meanwhile, President Trump announced that White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, he'll be leaving his role by the end of the year, which comes after their relationship has more recently deteriorated. There were quotes as well about what John Kelly privately called President Trump and whatnot, unmentionables here on the show. But all this has been, you know, dished out, and I would say it's been rather embarrassing towards Trump's administration. Plus, of course, that's that rather small matter. No, come on, big matter. U.S.-China tensions. They've heightened over the rest of Huawei's CFO, haven't they?
Yeah. So let's try and make sense of all this by getting in touch with a man on the ground. He is our Straits Times U.S. Bureau Chief, Nirmal Ghosh. He joins us on the line from Washington. Good morning, Nirmal. Thanks a lot for joining us. President Trump, he's lashed out at the federal investigation into Russian election meddling after court filings produced the most direct evidence yet linking him to criminal conduct.
Uh-huh.
So, Nirmal, where does this legally leave Trump? And could we possibly see impeachment proceedings?
Hi, good morning. Legally, notwithstanding the White House's denials, of course, it does leave President Trump vulnerable. Whether whatever he did amounts to the high crimes and misdemeanors that are the grounds for impeachment as per the Constitution, that can be argued and will be argued. And ultimately, impeachment is more of a political decision. It's a political process, a political decision. There are two schools of thought in the Democratic Party and others. One is that the party should impeach, in fact, must impeach. Others say, wait a minute, though it may succeed in the House, where we are now in a majority, it is bound to fail in the Senate, where the Republicans are a majority. Also, it will further harden President Trump's already pretty hard support base. The bottom line is, if Republicans stick with President Trump, and so far there is no sign that they will not, then impeachment is likely to eventually fail and risk political blowback. Of course, some of this also depends on the evidence that is unearthed by the Mueller probe, whether there is an irrefutable smoking gun, for instance, that points to the president. Essentially, we will have to wait till the House convenes in January to find out in what direction this is going to go.
A smoking gun sounds very mysterious. Thank you very much, Nirmal, for that. I've got another question for you. President Donald Trump announced that White House Chief of Staff John Kelly will be leaving his position at the end of the year. Could you elaborate on the reasoning behind his departure? Because, you know, we also want to know for sure then who's going to be the top contender to take the role next.
Yes, well, John Kelly, being a former military general, brought gravitas and authority to the job of keeping a somewhat atypical White House in some sort of order. That was needed at the time. He was the right man for that job. That included being a voice of reason and moderation, in part managing the president, in fact. He had his moments of friction that we know of. It was not an easy job. Now, the president appeared to have settled on Nick Ayers, who is Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff, as a sort of the wunderkind of political consultants. But just a few minutes ago, in fact, Nick Ayers seemed to take himself out of the running. And other names now being mentioned include Mick Mulvaney, Office of Budget Management. Then Secretary Steve Mnuchin has been mentioned. Representative Mark Meadows is another candidate. to succeed John Kelly. So it's pretty much wide open now. We have to wait to see what the president decides.
Straits Times U.S. Bureau Chief Nirmal Ghosh joining us on the line from Washington. Nirmal, last question for you. We can't ignore this. The arrest of Huawei's Chief Financial Officer Meng Wanzhou. This does raise the stakes in an intensifying battle. How does this arrest, you know, raise those stakes between the U.S. and China in terms of tech supremacy?
Yes, as you said, it's about tech supremacy. China and the U.S. are essentially competing for dominance over future technology. But in this case, it gets personal as well. So these two things combine. We don't know how talks on trade and Chinese market reforms are going because they only just started. And this would certainly sour the atmosphere in those talks, I would imagine. Meanwhile, we have a bail hearing underway. It's going to restart in Canada on Monday night, Singapore time, I believe, for Madame Meng. How that will proceed, how this will be managed is being closely watched, as you can imagine, because this is hugely significant beyond doubt.
Thank you so much, Nirmal. Nirmal Ghosh, our Straits Times U.S. Bureau Chief, on the line with us from Washington, D.C., giving us a U.S. update.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.